Happy Mother's Day, everybody. When I read this, as we've read it so many times, I thought how like our mother's love is Jesus' shepherding love for us. And how like this 23rd Psalm, we so often take it for granted. Because we've heard it before. We've seen it before. But we need to stop and look sometimes at things that we do take for granted and be reminded of how wonderful and how awesome and how great they are. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, how many of you have moms that made sure that you got pretty much whatever you wanted? Or at least whatever you needed, because sometimes we want things that aren't good for us. Yeah, we yeah, we do. The Lord makes us to lie down in green pastures, makes us sheep to lie down in green pastures and leads them beside still waters. Our moms made sure we had a soft bed to lie down in and water to drink and food to eat and took care of us. The legacy of our mothers so many times is following those right paths that she pointed us down, sometimes pushed us down, sometimes beat us if we went the wrong way, but in general provided us with good instruction as to what paths to go on. Amen. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. They say there are no atheists in foxholes. And even the strongest man, at moments when his life is at risk, thinks of his mother fondly. You know, I heard a story when I worked in the prison system. It was a chaplain who, in the early days of the chaplaincy, thought it would be a good idea because he had a friend who had a greeting card company or worked for a greeting card company who had a bunch of extra greeting cards on Mother's Day. And the friend said, "Hey, you're a chaplain in a prison. Would those folks like some Mother's Day cards to send to your mother? I've got all these out-of-date cards, and I would be happy. We just put all the new cards in stores. Happy to give you all these Mother's Day cards for any of the inmates who would like to send Mom a Mother's Day card." So the chaplain said, "Wow, that's a great thing to do. I think that's a great idea. I think I will take all these Mother's Day cards to the prison with me and just see if anybody wants one." Well, most of the men were thrilled to get Mother's Day cards to be able to send home to their moms and got them and were able to send their moms home. And the warden was thrilled because after that day, for weeks, the problems in the prison subsided to a lower level than usual, and they didn't have trouble and less fights and less problems, and everybody's getting along better. And wow, let's do this again. And so Father's Day comes along, and the chaplain says, "You know, we could do this for Father's Day." And the warden says, "Wow, that'd be a great idea. It worked so well for Mother's Day. Let's do this for Father's Day." And he goes to his friend who works for the greeting card company and says, "Can we have some Father's Day cards?" And the guy says, "Sure, I got a whole bunch of them." And so they brought in a bunch of Father's Day cards, and the chaplain was disappointed because only a very few men picked up Father's Day cards to send home to their fathers. And he began to ask the men, "Why didn't you send a card home to your father?" And they found out that many of the men didn't know where their fathers were, knew where they were, but didn't have good relationship with them, sometimes didn't even know who they were. We need that heavenly father, just like we need that earthly mother. We need them both to be whole. People who have fathers and mothers who are Christian, who care about them, who lead them in those right paths, know those paths as they grow up and know how to be and how to do. But not everybody has that opportunity to grow up in a family with two parents, with parents who go to church, with parents who understand, with parents who lead them in the right directions. And so they struggle to go in the right direction as adults. They go in the wrong direction. They fall by the wayside. They get into trouble day. Many times when I've worked in prisons, I have encouraged people who had issues with their fathers to forgive and forget and move on and think of their Heavenly Father as the kind of father they would like to have, even though they may have grown up with the kind of father that maybe wasn't so good. Sounds like we got a new preacher working on his sermon over. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The generosity of a mother to her children is legendary. Moms just by nature want to make sure their kids are fed and have what they need and not just what they have to have, but doing well. Anointed with oil was one of the highest things you could do, one of the best gifts you could give, one of the most wonderful blessings you could bestow upon someone in King David's day. And so he speaks of the shepherd anointing his head with oil. Our mothers made sure we were dressed, and I remember I had to slick that Brill cream on my hair and, you know, make it look good for Sunday morning, especially if it was Mother's Day and I was going to church. And they want us to look good. They want us to be good. They want us to do good. He wants us to do good and be good and feel good and enjoy the gifts that He's given us in this world. But we are to be reminded that they are His gifts. He gives us this world to live in. He gives us these people to share it with. He gives us these opportunities to do ministry in the world. It is His gift of life that we live, and it is that gift of life that our mothers have given to us that make them so special, that they are the keepers of that power to give life to another person, to bring another human being into the world. Is it any wonder that we love our mothers and honor them? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. You know, my mom is in her 80s now. And it's so funny because, you know, I'm beyond just being grown. I'm getting old here. I'm retirement age. And yet my mother can still make me feel 2 years old. All she has to do is say my name with that disapproving tone, and I feel just like a little kid again. She's always going to be my mom. I know it's funny when there's young people around, family or not, for me to refer to her as my mother, and they look at us like, but you're both old. I remember we were going to church down in Lamont one Sunday. She would ride with me when she was living here in town, and she looks over at me one day. She says, how'd you get so old? And I said, look who's talking. We're amazed when we have mothers alive to be with us, to share our life as adults. When we become parents and our parents are still alive and we can make them grandparents and give them that gift of grandchildren. Wow. But the original gift was God's gift of life. And He entrusts mothers with that gift to bring life to their children and to nourish and nurture their children into life in Christ. So on this Mother's Day, let's take our mothers to lunch. Let's thank our mothers for bringing us into the world. Let's thank our mothers who taught us those good things. And if those mothers that we had in this world didn't teach us all those good things, let's pray for them that they too can share in the wonder of that Heavenly Father, who is the ultimate parent, the perfect parent, the wondrous parent, that gives us all the example of how we should be as parents and as people. In Jesus' name I pray.